Hey, freaks! It's Wednesday, July 9th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, dipping your crack cocaine in ketchup and mustard. Plus, Bigfoot rape, vaginal irritation due to drug paraphernalia, and cock and ball torture as a workout routine. All of this plus your voicemails today on an extended episode of Distorted Mew Daily.
Get off my phone!
You know what it is!
Do you like badass?
Christian now fears his flatulence.
Baby, I just came my face off so hard.
The vagina is full of AIDS.
James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of DB. Apologies are in order. There was no show yesterday. I just got busy. With life got in the way. I took a personal day. Although I'm going to make up for it. Today we're going to be, we're pushing everything back a day. So today's going to be like Tuesday. We're doing an extended episode. Got a Sextastic Tuesday story for you. And we'll just continue on until Saturday. Saturday will be like the Friday show. I did post a new DV log for Sideshow members. I wanted to post something for you guys. So a new video is posted. Make sure you're subscribed to the video feed. It's very easy. Superfreaksideshow.com/video. And it'll prompt you for your username and password. So check that out. I am dealing with all sorts of problems with my body. Now, you may have heard that I almost had a heart attack. My heart almost exploded. But that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the fact that nothing on my body is, like, normal or looks good. You know how some people have just, like, good skin? They're naturally tanned. I've got awful skin. It's pale and dry, and it's got red bumps everywhere, okay? Then I look in the mirror. My eyes are always bloodshot. Like, I've got red fucking veiny eyes. You look at some people's eyes. Oh, it's pure white. Beautiful. You get lost in those eyes. You're not getting lost in my eyes. You want to flee from my eyes. Like a horror film. I don't think anyone has ever said once, Tim, you have pretty eyes. They're always just like, have you not slept in a couple weeks? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Did you get something in your eye? Did you pour acid in your eye socket? All right, so that's that, right? And, like, my hair. You know how some people just have, like, nice, soft hair? My hair's not soft. It's like a Brillo pad. I've tried for years to condition it in various ways. It doesn't work. Also, you know, guys that have soft beards, I'm very envious. My face is so prickly. It's more like a quill. Is that what hedgehogs have? Or porcupines or whatever? That's what they are. You know, when I first started dating, you know when you like first start dating someone new, you like you make out hot and heavy for a long, long time. You're watching a movie and you have a nice long makeout session. When I pulled away and I saw the face that I had just been attached to for a half hour or however long we were making out, it looked like, you know when a little kid drinks Kool-Aid and its face is all red? That's what it looked like. I rubbed off the epidermis. Is that what it's called? The first couple layers of skin are off. And the next time I saw him, his face was, like, peeling. He had, like, chunks of skin missing. And it's all from my dumb face. So I, for years, have been trying to figure out how to make my beard softer. Obviously, I need to have facial hair. Because I'm fat now, right? And the only way that there's any definition of my face is if I have a beard. That's a little sculpted, right? So I got this beard. It's prickly as shit. Trying to figure out, you know, when I shampoo and condition, I condition my beard. That doesn't work. So recently, I found that they sell beard conditioner. It's like beard oil, they call it, right? It's beard oil. It's like this oil stuff that you just rub on your beard, and it's supposed to soften it. And so I try that. I apply, and you're not supposed to use a lot. So I use just a couple drops. And I rub it into my beard, each side, and then my mustache, you know, the goatee area and shit, you know, the whole thing, around the face. Yeah, and I really focused on the area where people would be kissing or wanting to touch. That's where I really spent a lot of time working the oil in, right? So, like, the mustache area. You know what happens? The very next day, I get zits because of the oil. right? And I get a zit right on my lip, like right where like the lip meets the mouth. So it's like right, it's right there. So it so looks like herpes. And then I got another zit literally on my lip, which I didn't even know was possible. That might be herpes. I don't know. So that one went away relatively quickly. But the one that's like on the edge of my lip and mouth, that one took a long time for it to go away. And this all went down on July 4th weekend. You know, when you got to go out and see people and have cookouts and shit. I look like a fucking mess. A herpy lip mess. I'm so glad I'm not doing video casts right now, like DVDAs or Morning Sickness. It's embarrassing. And plus, I'm doing the show. Like, I record the show in my studio, which is not a huge room, and it's the one room in the house I don't think is connected to the air conditioning system. So it's always about, a balmy 1,200 degrees in here, which just makes me sweat and get more zits. And the problem area on my face is my nose. I'm always getting zits on my nose, and they're in the most painful spots. And when you get a zit on your nose, your entire nose turns beet red. So I've got a beet red nose, herpy lips, and dry skin. Remember a few years ago when I got scabies? That was a fun time. I got scabies. And I kept going to the fucking dermatologist and the doctor saying, I think I have scabies. I can't stop itching. And you know what the doctor said? No, it's not scabies. You just have dry skin. My skin is so bad, that's all she can fucking focus on. Like, you need to hydrate. To her, that was the most important thing I deal with. My skin was so dry and so bad, she's like, we can deal with the scabies anytime. We really need to focus on your shitty dry skin. All right. That's neither here nor there. I don't know why I brought that up, but just something that was bugging me. I've got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday, or in this case, Sextastic Wednesday. Originally, I was going to look up Godzilla fan fiction, and I found a bunch of stories where Godzilla's fucking bitches. But there's just way too many Japanese words and names, and it was just going to cause me to lose my fucking mind. There's no way I'd be able to pronounce half the shit in those stories. So instead, we've got a similar story, but instead of focusing on Godzilla, we're going to focus on a North American mythological creature. Yes, Bigfoot porn today on Sextastic Tuesday. Let's get into it right now.
It's Sextastic.
Bob the Hunter closed the trunk of his car. He was dressed in the finest of hunter apparel. He wore brand new camo pants, an orange vest with roomy pockets, and big shiny boots. Even his vehicle, a polished and gleaming Hummer, spoke of the need, the desire, the lust for the dispatching of little furry creatures. The most important item of his manly ensemble, however, was his gun. It was a big gun with a long barrel, and it fired big, hard bullets. All right, so the next few paragraphs is all about Bob shooting ducks and rabbits or whatever hunters look for. But then, as he was walking through the forest, he froze. He was on the edge of the meadow, still in the twilight of the branches. Ooh. And he had caught sight of motion. Careful not to make a sound, Bob slithered through the underbrush. As he moved, he studied the creature he was stalking. Though it was standing in a hunched manner, it looked awful big to be a bear. This sucker was nearly 10 feet tall. Of course, on hind legs, bears stood awful. Oh my God, it was Bigfoot! Sasquatch himself! Oh, and it was a beaut! It was near 10 feet tall, and it looked to be over 600 pounds. The coat was brown and thick and luxurious, just fine for a rug, and it moved with a surprisingly light gait. It stepped over logs, bent to look over at something in the grass, and then raised its head and sniffed the air. I smell man pussy, Bigfoot said. What? Bob unslung his rifle. He lifted it up and fitted stock to shoulder. He breathed on the varnished wood and sighted down the long, long length of the blued metal. There, in the cross of the hairs, he inspected the Sasquatch as if it were mere feet away from him. It had a low forehead with thick ridges of bone over the eyes. Are you sure this is just not like a Down syndrome kid who escaped the pack? Bunch of retards going on a field trip to the woods or something. All right, the eyes were dark pupils surrounded by red veins. They're like my eyes. Under the eyes, maybe I'm part Sasquatch. Under the eyes, the nostrils were aimed forward out of a flat nose. It sniffed the air and appeared to be most suspicious. Bob's finger was trembling. The mechanism in the trigger assembly snapping like a high-tech mousetrap. Boom! Smoke rose up and momentarily obscured Bob's vision. His ears were near deafened by the tremendous report. He peered through the dissipating smoke, only to see the Sasquatch was charging across the meadow towards him. Bob was not a very good shot, apparently. Bob tried to reload the rifle, but his fingers were all askew. It was as if somebody had switched his fingers, and they were all playing musical chairs. The creature was so close it towered over him. Oh, it was a monster most glorious. It loomed over Bob, nearly twice as tall as the cowering hunter, and it had huge hands with strong fingernails that looked like they could rip the bark off trees. You motherfucker, Bigfoot said. You son of a cocksucking bitch. You fucking tried to murder me. I love that not only can Bigfoot speak, he speaks English and knows swear words. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to. The gun just went off. I didn't mean to. Bull fucking shit. Although, Bigfoot would probably have a much lower voice. It would be like Andre the Giant.
You motherfucker. You son of a cocksucking bitch. You fucking try to murder me.
I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to. The gun just went off and I didn't mean to do it.
Bull fucking shit. You meant to and you know it. And now you have to give me oral sex.
All right. Are you fucking kidding me? It's going to go right to blowjobs. Bob's mouth dropped open in shock. You're going to want to close that mouth, Bob. If you don't want to give Sasquatch a blowjob, you're going to want to be tight-lipped, both literally and figuratively, for the next few minutes. All right. Bob's mouth dropped open in shock. He raised his hands, palms outward, as if to try and ward off this terrible thing. But he really had no choice. Bigfoot unrolled his mighty flagpole of meat, and Bob helplessly watched as the big, thick hunk of hairy veined, rippling with lust meat filled his vision. Firemen pulling a thick hose off the back of a truck, a transatlantic cable spooling off the back of a ship, a Sasquatch standing in front of him. Bob would have tried to run. He would have grabbed for the machete strapped to his back, but he couldn't. He was paralyzed, and the Sasquatch placed his big knuckled hands on the sides of Bob's head. Then he held his big fat cock head right in front of Bob's head, and Bob gagged on the odor that smelled suspiciously like smegma.
Now, motherfucker, you feel my strength?
Bob could feel the rough palms and knuckles engulfing his skinny little head. His skull felt small and thin, like it could be crushed by a simple flex of the creature's muscles.
You best not bite! Got that, motherfucker?
Sometimes I forget to change my voice there. All right. Bob gulped, tried to nod, but the hands held him in place. He opened his mouth to say something, anything, and the Sasquatch raised up and surged forward. The mammoth piece of meat slid forward like it was greased. It's all that smegma. It rolled down Bob's throat like a truck down an alley. A big truck in a small alley, and tears squeezed out of Bob's eyes. And the great length of meat came back, sliding, scraping, running the nubble of dick fur all along Bob's throat. In and out! In and out! The strokes of the massive member taking what seemed like forever to complete. Somewhere in that eternity of thrusting pull, Bob lost his balance. Quickfully? That's not a word. Whatever. Quickfully of the massive hands holding his head, he reached out and caught his balance by grabbing the Sasquatch's monster balls. Bob felt the passion of the beast ripple up the mighty shaft, throb in the baseball-sized glands, and then flood in mighty Bigfoot-sized spurts down the lower part of his throat and into his belly. The Sasquatch kept shoving its hips forward, and the fantastic length of cock kept surging and rippling, and the Sasquatch juices just kept coming and coming. Bob cried, was faint from lack of air, and then, mercifully, the creature was done with him. The Sasquatch shoved Bob's head away, and Bob fell back on his ass, crying, belly bloated with Sasquatch cum. Bob looked up at the creature.
And don't you ever try shooting another living creature as long as you live.
And then the Sasquatch wheeled around and stomped off. Bob sat and watched as the creature trundled across the meadow, and his mind was seething. To be used so easily, to be treated so shabbily. Bob wiped the goo off of his chin and stared at the monster's back, and his hand then crept out to the stock of his rifle. The Sasquatch was nearly across the meadow now, and it was sniffing around as it started to forage. Bob raised his rifle and blinked away the tears as he focused on the thing. Mythical or not, the idea that a simple animal, a mere furry creature, could rape his throat so easily and then just walk away was too much. Bob began to squeeze on the trigger. Boom! Bob blinked and peered through the smoke, and to his horror, he realized that once again, he missed.
You stupid shithead! You asshole! You fucking try to kill me again? You never fucking learn! You are so fucking stupid!
Once again, Bob cried. I'm sorry! I don't know what I was doing! I'll never try it! But the Sasquatch was having no more of Bob's silly-ass excuses. He grabbed the hapless hunter and threw him over a log. Bob's butt in the air. The Sasquatch grabbed a hunk of Bob's pants and pulled. The pants ripped away and Bob's white, pimply ass was fully exposed. Once again, the Sasquatch rolled out its mighty, throbbing, hairy length of love pole. Bob blubbered, begged, and cried. The Sasquatch moved forward and wedged its knees between Bob's skinny little legs. Bob tried to keep his legs closed, but there was no way he could deny the massive muscle of the creature. Then the head of the monster cock was at Bob's nether door. Like a battering ram, it went forward, crashing on the gates of Bob's precious pit. The head burst past Bob's ring, and Bob, in spite of the monster's weight, arched his back in disbelief. There are moments of epiphany, and this was one of them. The battering done, the acceptance begun, Bob's anal ring began to sing of pleasure. It was like an electric humming that started at the brown button and then began to pulse around, throb, and move outward. The Sasquatch, perhaps confused by the sudden change of Bob's attitude.
Wait a second, you're into this? Just my luck. I try to teach a hunter a lesson, and I get a fucking faggot. This must be like a fucking dream date for you, with my huge-ass cock.
For a long moment, the Sasquatch and the hunter were frozen, a tableau of interspecies revelation, of realization, and ultimately, inspiration. Finally, a large gob of hot Bigfoot drool splattered upon Bob's back, and the moment, erupting in pleasure, required motion to sustain itself. Gently, ever so gently, the Sasquatch worked its hips side to side, and Bob, unable to help himself, found his butt wagging back and forth. Then Bob moved his hips in a circular motion, rimming around the head of the beast's mighty tool. Bigfoot grunted in appreciation and lurched forward a careful inch. Millimeter after excruciatingly pleasurable millimeter of the monster's dick ground forward. The big veins swirled against Bob's anal walls. The stiff Sasquatch hairs were sharp little ticklers. And that thing was big! Oh, so very big. The beast finally reached the base of its totem. Its large, heavy sacks of fluid slapped up against Bob's ass. Bob grunted, wiggled backward, and unbelievably wished for more. Bob was under the impression that his asshole was being corkscrewed over and around. The stiff hairs dragged over his sensitive anal walls, causing his breath to be held, and Bob's eyes bulged, and the Sasquatch's eyes bulged. This male bitch was far better, far tighter than any female Sasquatch it had ever had. Bob arched his back, had no breath, and could only marvel as he then felt the initial surging of fluid up the monster's love trunk. Up, up, up! The Sasquatch's length of pine surging like a wave through a pipe. And as the Sasquatch climbed to the pinnacle and prepared to be dashed into pleasure, Bob felt something unbelievable. The Sasquatch's dick was so big and so filling it was causing Bob's own white jism to surge upward. From the prostate inside, through the base of his balls and up his dick, Bob began to experience the ultimate anal orgasm. Wave upon wave of pleasure crashed upon Bob as his dick began to spit. Tsunami upon tsunami of pure pleasure engulfed the standing, straining, quivering Sasquatch. As Bob was dribbling out a couple of teaspoons of sauce, the creature's own thick mix began to spew. And the Sasquatch's dick was so massive and the sexual apparatus so gigantic, the sperm could not be measured by something so puny as teaspoons or even tablespoons or cups. It had to be measured in gallons. Bob felt the gallons of stuff erupting from the pole so deeply impaled in his butt. He felt glob after giant glob spurting against his insides. He felt a bucket of thick Bigfoot juice working its way back along the Bigfoot pole and sloshing out the edges of his stretched brown pucker. And the white stuff surged out, bubbled out, and began to slither down Bob's legs and wash over his feet. And the Sasquatch grunted and lurched and grunted and lurched. Then finally the Sasquatch relaxed and slipped back, almost falling down as his sloppy dick emerged from Bob's anal canal. Bob laid over the log, gasping for breath, trying to focus his eyes.
"And don't ever let me catch you shooting your rifle again,"
the Sasquatch grunted, flicking its member against a tree trunk to slap off bits of jewel gruel. What? Is that shit? I think there was some shit on his dick. The Sasquatch that had violated him, used him, was now walking away so carefree and nonchalant. Bob only had a moment before... Oh no, he's gonna try shooting him again? Bob only had a moment before the Sasquatch disappeared from view, so he forced himself onto one elbow, took careful aim, and boom! Across the meadow, the Sasquatch felt the whiz of a high-caliber bee go past his head. He spun, in a rage, unbelieving of what had just happened to him, it sprinted back towards Bob. Then, at the height of its rage, as Bob had an epiphany, so did the beast, and the rage seeped out, and it was replaced by wonder and awe. Bob, waiting for the Sasquatch to pounce upon him, saw the shock of realization. Under the creature's fur and behind its animal eyes, he saw it. And the Sasquatch lowered its fist and said in the softest and most amazed voice,
"You didn't really come here to hunt, did you?"
That's right! Bob wanted Sasquatch sex all along! The end. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Wednesday for July 9th, 2014, brought to you by our amazing friends at AdamandEve.com. I've been talking about them for years now. They really do have a great deal for you. I urge you all to take advantage of it. It really does help me out and helps yourself out. You get 50% off just about any item. Add it to your cart, use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K, or if that coupon code doesn't work for some stupid reason, use coupon code DV. Two little letters will save you 50%. You'll also get 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and of course, all of that's going to be sent to you free of charge. No shipping charges whatsoever. Right now, Adam and Eve is having a huge mega summer sale with over 600 items that have been marked down. Do you need a clit sensitizer? Girls, has your clit been battered and abused so much that there's no feeling down there? Well, maybe the Make Me Come Clit Sensitizer will help. That's on sale right now. The 8-inch All-American Whopper Dong Dildo is on sale. Irresistible crotchless lace panties for you girls, also on sale. And of course, the Comfortably Numb Deep Throat Spray is on sale for you girls who have trouble taking down that dick. Guys, I haven't forgotten about you. The Adam and Eve Beginner's Power Pump, Penis Pump, is on sale. Plus, the Sasha Gray Pocket Stroker is on sale. Lots of stuff. Triple Erection System is on sale. It's a whole system. I don't know what that means, but it's a system. So yeah, they have, of course, adult movies, toys for guys, girls, lingerie, underwear for guys, oils, lube. You know, the whole drill. If it's adult in nature, AdamandEve.com has you covered. Again, use coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. You'll get free shipping on just about any item, 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and of course, 50% off just about any item. There you go, AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Big show today, of course. We'll be doing an extended program, which means if you are Sideshow members, you'll get 10, 15, maybe 20 minutes of bonus content. Tomorrow, we'll be doing a Sideshow exclusive program. Friday, I will be back to end the week with everyone. We do a show for everyone on Friday. And then on Saturday, I'll be doing an exclusive program again, just for paying members. So that's a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. It really does help support the show, helps ensure that this continues on for a long, long time. You get full access to the entire archive of shows, well over 2,000 programs. Plus, every week, we do extended programs, exclusive shows, video casts, All that is happening this week. I just posted a video cast for Sideshow members. Go there right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, The Smoking Gun and I guess Jezebel.com have a great story about Jennifer Renee Crosby, who was arrested in Wabasso, Florida. Oh, my God. What does that mean? We've got a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
She's in a bit of trouble for a variety of reasons. One, she was trying to sell drugs. She was also riding with a man who didn't have a license. And, of course, the police pulled him over, which caused some issues. And then the third mistake, that's the one we're interested in here at Distorted View. But first, a little backstory. Crosby was arrested during a routine traffic stop. She was driving around with some guy who turns out to be a customer. She was going to sell drugs to him. The police pulled over the guy. The guy didn't have proper identification. Actually, the exact quote from the man who was driving the car was, "I don't have a license. I'm habitual." And I guess what he meant by that was he hasn't been allowed to drive since 2008 because of a bunch of traffic violations. Habitual traffic violations. All right, so this woman, Jennifer Renee Crosby, is not keeping the best of company here. But she's no angel herself. She started to really freak out when the cops asked her to get out of the car, right? And she started to, tremble. She got some of the cracky shakes going on. I don't know. And so police were like, do you happen to have any drugs on you, ma'am? She quickly said no, good thinking, but then changed her mind. I've got drugs inside my vagina, Crosby uttered spontaneously. And then, when she was asked to remove them, she said, ouch. Ouch. The crack pipe shattered in her cunt, and the glass was digging into her pussy lips. No, that's not what happened. All right, so she said, I got drugs in my vagina. And then when she was asked to remove them, she was like, ow, it hurts. The officer asked if she was okay, and Crosby said, the foil is hurting the inside of my vagina. You know, crack addicts tend to they put the crack on the tinfoil and the light underneath the tinfoil. Why would you put the tinfoil in your pussy, though? If you put it in a plastic baggie, something you can lube up nicely. All right, so instead, this dipshit took the crack, wrapped it in tinfoil, and shoved that tinfoil wad in her pussy hole. All right, so she says, the foil's hurting the inside of my vagina. And then out popped a foil-wrapped rock of crack cocaine, which had just been paid $100 for. She was promptly arrested, of course, so that's what's happening in Florida today. Next up, they were married just 8 months, but police say a 79-year-old man tried to kill his wife, 73, after accusing her of stealing his checkbook. Oh, did I forget to mention which state this story comes from?
Florida is the most fucked up state.
Don't mess with an old Jew's money. That's the takeaway from this item. Lewis Ames of Hollandale Beach was arrested Monday after he struck his wife with the handle of a handgun. The woman, who police did not identify, was sleeping in their bedroom when Ames woke her up and made the theft allegations. She denied the accusation, and he took a firearm from a dresser drawer while shouting, "I'm gonna kill you!" Ames struck the top of her head with the gun while it was still in its holster. The woman's head was cut, and copious amounts of blood flowed down her face, body, and clothing. That can kill an elderly bitch. I mean, if you have ever been around old people, you know how easily they bruise. I think it has something to do with the thinning of the skin as they get older or something. I don't know. All right, final story we have for you today. While most elderly men go to the park for a leisurely stroll, that's what I do to get exercise now. You know, I used to always make fun of people who just walked. I'm afraid to do anything else. I'm afraid to go to the gym and start working out. My heart's going to start racing, and I won't be able to slow it down. I'll have a goddamn heart attack or something. It'll fucking shoot out of my chest. So now I walk my dog for exercise. We go on a nice half-hour, 45-minute stroll through Dublin, Ohio. Walk the dog up past that fucking stupid corn structure here. I don't know what the fuck is going on. There's a field with all these stone corn stalks. It's the dumbest. It's art, I guess. I'll have to take a picture of it next time I'm walking the dog there. It's ridiculous. There's like 50 or 100 of these things. It's corn. It's corn statues. That's what passes as art here in Ohio. All right, where are we at here? While most elderly men go to the park for a leisurely stroll, retired railway worker Zhao Qingli prefers a more hardcore workout. The 70-year-old practices a nut-crushing routine of hitting himself repeatedly in the crotch with hammers, metal weights, and bricks. He doesn't flinch, even for a second, as he pounds on his, quote, balls of steel.
This is Duke. Like me, Tim Henson's got balls of steel.
That is the real voice of Duke Nukem, by the way. I'm sure that impresses one or two people out there. All right, this guy who hails from China's Hubei province says that he's been practicing the ancient art of iron crotch, Kai Guang, or something, which is one of the rarest and most difficult disciplines of the Shaolin Kung Fu. The practice involves daily exercises that train men to sustain severe blows to the groin area. Locally known as the Dang Gong, Iron Crotch Kai Gai Guang. Oh God, there's so many Kai Guang Ching Tong. It's too hard for me to talk. Taoist techniques. Oh. Once mastered, it's believed to make a man invincible in the battlefield. All you have to know is this guy punches his fucking dick in his balls. The exact technique is still largely unknown. It's been carefully guarded for fear of misuse. How in the world are you going to misuse that particular skill? All right, you don't want to be flaunting your balls of steel. All right, a few rare photographs show masters using their crotch to lift heavy weights. Some of them can be seen taking hard kicks and hammer blows to their privates without batting an eyelid. According to Taoists, when a man's genitals are strong, he is also strong. Mastering iron crotch is believed to have several benefits. Yes, explain this to me. It strengthens the immune system, increases energy levels, and even enhances potency. If you're thinking about getting into this, The important key to strong genitals begins with the kidneys. The second part of the training prepares a student to lift weights, again with special meditation techniques and massages. The lifting begins with smaller weights, which are increased as the student advances. Most novice students are able to lift at least 50 pounds after a basic course. I would love to see this fitness fad come over to the United States. You know how, like, people are all into spinning or CrossFit right now. I would like to see all those people start beating the shit out of their cock and balls. They deserve it. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Checking in with my freaky deekies here. Yes, caller.
Oh, hey, Tim. This is actually Rainbow Starfish.
Are you drunk or high? I have to ask that of all my listeners who call in.
Kitty Bang, pediatric gynecologist, Dick Hole Guy, Bunny Crush the Third from the forum.
Okay, sounds good. Speak.
I don't know if there's forums.
Speak.
That's
enough. There used to be forums. I wish, you know, a lot of people used to use the forums, and then it got overrun by spam, and then it got all fucked up, and I took the forums down. That was many years ago. And It was a very active community. I'm just afraid if I set it up again, no one will use it. I mean, who uses message boards these days? Everyone's on the Facebook and the Instagrams.
There was a guy that called in recently, and he was trying to define what blacks meant when they say,
Finna.
When they say, I'm fin to do something.
Fix it. I'm fixin' to do something. We learned that,
you know,
yes.
Like, I'm fin to go rob this liquor store. And he said it was fitting to.
Fixing.
It came from fitting. Fitting.
No, fixing.
No. That is not correct. It comes from fixing.
I think you just heard that wrong.
Hey, Tim. About 3 years Sasha member here.
Ooh, good boy.
Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
But on the 625 show, you fucking just came out and admitted you had a boyfriend and you're talking about adopting your little retarded dog here.
Yeah.
And I feel you really ruined one of the greatest bits the show had, yelling out it's all ambiguous and shit for like 6 years, Timmy Boo, and now you just came out like any other faggot. You know, I'm doing a chargeback, Boo. spot forever.
Someone canceling. That's homophobia. I can sue you for that, I think, legally now. No, what's great about it is I said it once, right? And now I'm not going to say it again. And so no one else is going to know it. And then again, it'll be a big mystery, except for the people that were listening. Hey, I'm really not hiding anything. I just have no reason to talk about it. Who the fuck cares?
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's Lifetime Sideshow member Nick in Albuquerque. I'm a little bit behind on shows, but you just recently played that clip of a classy Sammy Sonic fan or whatever his name is.
Yes.
Well, something I thought you would find kind of funny.
Okay.
Like the Sonic the Hedgehog.
You are so close to getting train wrecked.
Fan base is so infamous for people with full-blown autism.
Yeah.
That there's actually a gene named after Sonic the Hedgehog. I think you should look it up.
Really?
That's
linked to autism?
It was kind of interesting.
True, because Chris, remember that guy Chris Chan? He was all about Pikachu and Sonic. He created a hybrid character called Sonic Chew or something.
Thought you wanted to know that. All right.
Yeah.
Talk to you later, Timmy Boo.
There might be something there. The retards love Sonic.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow Freak Harry Eyeballs here. I just wanted to call in for, you know, your freak win moment. I was listening to the song New Direction by Black Lips. You might have heard it in one of those new T-Mobile ads where they say you'll pay your early termination fees.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I was listening to it, and I just thought, like, he says, I've been looking in a new direction. And now okay. I can only hear, I've been looking at a nude erection.
Oh.
And right. I just thought, you've perverted my mind so much that's all I can hear now.
Like that Toad the Wet Sprocket song I'm always getting
confused.
I'm sorry
confused. For the birds. I'm outside. The
lyrics.
Yeah. So,
there is semen in your hair or something. There's semen in your hands. And it's really,
yeah.
There is healing in your hands.
That's just... I just wanted to call in for that.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That was a great batch of phone calls today. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it? Oh, God. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. If you're Sideshow Freak, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, you're going to have to wait until Friday for another episode, because tomorrow's program will also be a Sideshow exclusive. I'm punishing you non-paying members. Give me money! All right. We'll see you around. Bye, everybody.
Ain't no nut or fruitcake gonna mess with my Regina.